My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Just had a great conversation with our good friend Anthony Castrovince, kind of breaking things down as we get set for this series against the Dodgers. You got two first-place teams going head-to-head, and I do think this is going to be a good battle for the Guardians. They'll throw Boyd, they'll throw Cobb, they'll throw Williams. Knack, Stone, and Flaherty will be the three guys that they'll see this weekend on the other side of the bump. Okay. Made for TV, right? Made for TV.
All right. Here. Mm-hmm. Anthony scared me.
Why?
Because he mentioned the bullpen with the thought of overuse and paying for it down the road. And I'll be honest, I don't know that I had thought about that a whole lot. And it was the only thing that he mentioned that made me think, gosh, that could be bad. You know, Stephen Vogt's done a great job, but he has used the bullpen quite a bit. Dano?
A little bit of news coming down out of Cincinnati. T. Higgins apparently tweaked a hamstring yesterday per Zach Taylor. Zach Taylor followed up by saying, we'll see in terms of his availability on Sunday. He was then asked about Jamar Chase's availability, also responded with, we'll see. And then Jamar Chase followed that up by saying contract talks are in reach and that he is a game time decision on Sunday. And he told that to Jeff Hobson, who covers the Bengals for Bengals.com.
So Tyler Boyd's in Tennessee. T. Higgins has a tweaked hammy, and Jamar Chase is, we'll see. Okay. Okay.
It all sounds good to the Browns for me, if you ask me. Get all those guys out of there. So who will they start?
They just drafted a young guy.
Jermaine Burton?
I think that's him.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. We'll see. Joe Burrow needs receivers, though. And if his top three receivers from last year aren't out there, we'll see.
You don't think David Bell's going to be on the roster, do you, later this afternoon?
Don't think so.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Don't think so.
They currently have six wide receivers
most
on their
teams
roster.
Do.
We don't. We have five. We're not like most teams. If our team,
apparently.
If our team jumped off a bridge, Jeff, would you have to follow them? No. You're better than that. You're smarter than that. T. Higgins out of practice then. That was the storyline that we just got right there. All right, let's go back to the Guardians here for a second. And you were saying?
Anthony made me think a little bit.
Yeah.
And he brought up the name Dellin Betances, who was a terrific relief pitcher for the Yankees. Was never their closer. And he said, you know, they pitched him like absolute crazy up until his arbitration year. And I'm just looking at the numbers. He appeared in 70, 74, 73, 66, and 66 games, and then had some arm issues and pitched in just 17 more major league games. I thought, oh, boy, okay. So I'm not looking doom and gloom on this, but I'm just kind of thinking down the road here. Hopefully that works out okay. And hopefully they're okay for the rest of this year. You know, we don't have any issues there. You really haven't had too many issues. Heck, they keep bringing guys up who keep getting guys out.
Yeah, I we've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now, maybe a couple of months, about how the bullpen was going to get burned out. They don't seem to be getting burned out.
Don't seem to be, do they?
No.
No.
Is that mythical?
I don't think it's mythical. I think it's real. But in this case, it hasn't happened. At least it does not appear that it's happened, does it?
I mean, they have the best ERA in the American League by almost a full point. A little bit less than a full point. Houston has the second best ERA as far as bullpens are concerned. You know, you look at some of the numbers, strikeouts, man, they've got almost 50 more than Houston. Nah, I take it back. About 25 more. Funny, the White Sox have the most strikeouts by bullpen, but maybe they're having more opportunities to try to strike out bottom of the lineup because they're used to seeing the top of the lineup get on base. Or I don't know, that might be
the scary thing here. And again, Anthony made me think about this even more. And I just gave you those numbers for Betances, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Where they pitched the heck out of him, and he pitched at least 66 games 5 years in a row. The Guardians have six relievers who have appeared in 60 or more games.
And they're young.
with another 3 or 4 weeks to go.
I know, you worried,
that's Dan, a lot of appearances.
Dan, you worried about this bullpen getting burned out? I you know, people keep saying worry, but they keep going out there and doing the job.
Hell, I've been worried for 3 months.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, I'm still worried. I'm not going to lie.
That's a lot of guys pitching a lot of games, six guys with 60 or more appearances.
I'm not going to lie. I'm still worried about it. But again, it has blown out. So, eh. But yeah, I worry. Absolutely.
But take a look at the rotation. You know, as we've mentioned to Anthony, the only guy in the rotation now who was in the rotation at the beginning of the year, who was in the rotation plan for the beginning of this year. Well, I shouldn't say that because Gavin Williams was in the plan, but he wasn't there. But the only one who started the season in the rotation who's still there is Tanner Bibee. That's it. Gavin Williams has come back.
Right.
But you lost Tristan McKenzie to ineffectiveness. You lost Logan Allen to ineffectiveness. You lost Carlos Carrasco to injury. You lost Shane Bieber to injury.
Let's take a phone call in here. Tim is in South Carolina, home of the Gamecocks. How are you, Tim?
This is actually Ken calling from South Carolina.
How are you?
And I'm great, and it's great to hear all this Ohio talk. I was actually a Kent State graduate in 1979.
Woohoo!
So good to hear WMMS again. So I'll make it quick for you guys. So back in the 2020 wild card series, my daughter bought me a ticket to go see the Yankees play Cleveland. I will admit, I'm a Yankee fan. But she said, hey, where's the best place to catch a home run ball? And I told her, well, behind the W.B. Mason sign. So we get these great sits right there. And she says to me, Dad, what are you going to do if you catch a ball? I said, well, if the Yankees hit it, I'm going to keep it. And they said, well, what if somebody hits it from Cleveland? And I said, well, you're supposed to throw it back. I said, but hell, I'm 65 years old. I'll be damned if I'm going to throw a ball back on the field and get, you know, escorted off the field.
Right.
Well, lo and behold, Kwan hits a shot over the W.B. Mason sign. And I was an old baseball player. And I said, I think I'm going to get this thing.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, I got it. Right? So okay. I have the ball. And I thought back then, I said, you know, maybe Kwan would want this ball. I'm sure he's not going to throw it back. And I have to tell you something. When you're a Yankee fan and you catch a Cleveland ball or an opposition ball and you don't throw it back, do you have any idea what the chants are like in that stadium?
Nope.
I haven't really thought about it. You know, I will tell you this, even at, in my 20s or 30s, when I was lucky enough, I think I've got like two or three, I found a little kid next to me and handed it to him and made a baseball fan for life.
Well, that was the whole point.
Yeah.
So here it's a playoff game. It's all adults. So I don't have a little kid next to me. Oh. But I thought my
Should
daughter
have rented
would
ones.
Want
So did you take it?
You know, should have rented one.
You should have rented a kid. They rent everything there. You're good.
Well, all I got to tell you is, I hope this is appropriate for the radio.
If it's not, we'll blow it up.
We have a button for that.
Right. Yeah.
The chance of a thousands of people, you suck, you suck. And I'm waving my Yankee cap like, I'm not throwing this ball on the field. So I thought my daughter would like the ball. She says, no, Dad, you do something with it. Well, I actually
hung out
when I got back.
Yeah, I
got
to get to the end of this story. I know this, New York, they have tons of time for this stuff. But what's the give me the punchline of this thing. Go ahead.
I have the ball.
Yep.
I tried to get in touch with somebody from Cleveland. Did Kwan want the ball? I figure he's a rookie. It's his only playoff home run ball. Mm. What do I do with that ball?
Call the PR office. Try one more time. That's probably
PR
the best
office?
Move. Yep, call the PR office. They'll take care of you. Thank you, Tim. Tim in South Carolina.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
With a wonderful rendition of a New York fan in the bleachers.
With a Kent State guy doing rooting for the Yankees.
With a historic, because there's a lot of New Yorkers again. Didn't you know any New Yorkers when you went there?
Yes, I did.
I knew a bunch of them. Can we get that 3 minutes back?
Jedrick Wills back at practice today. We will see how it goes from there. But according to multiple reports, Jedrick Wills is back at practice for the Cleveland Browns today.
All right, what do you think of that? I don't think he's playing. I don't think they're going to play.
He said he's not playing.
I don't know. I heard Ken this morning say, well, maybe he might get in the game. If he's able to go,
I'm going with Jedrick.
I understand, but what he said, if the team thinks he's healthy and they want him to go out there and play and he thinks he can play, why wouldn't he play? Would you feel better with him there? If he's not healthy, no.
He said he wasn't starting.
He wasn't starting. That's right.
But you're not going to bring a starter off the bench. If a starter is able to play, you're going to start him.
I don't think he's playing. I mean, I don't think he's playing. But he's back at practice, so that's good. That's better than what he was doing during the preseason.
You might find out when we hear from Kevin.
Are we over-worrying this offensive line thing, this left tackle thing?
Nope.
We're not.
Nope.
So we're not just talking about this.
You have a quarterback who's prone to getting sacked in the first place. I mean, that's been one of the big things in Deshaun's career is he gets sacked too often because he hangs onto the ball too much. He tries to extend plays. Now mix in a bad left tackle situation, or at least one that's up in the air right now. I think Jack Conklin could do a nice job there. I think Jed would do a nice job there. We'll see.
I think Jack will be fine if they move him over there. I'm going to talk about that.
Yeah, we hope he will.
We'll get into that a little later with two keys in a lock, because that's I find us talking a lot about this left tackle stuff, and sometimes when it's all said and done, I think we over worry, we overthink about things. Unless a guy's just getting run over all game, I just think we're worrying way too much about it. I do. just where I'm at on this thing. And if Deshaun plays anywhere near where we want him to, we shouldn't have to worry about it on Sunday anyway.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.